Darbalot Perakidalov, Mishnah Dalit, Haya Mashkit, Ba'ada Chalom. A person was leaning out of his window. Zahal al Kavre Hamitz. When he was leaning outside the window, he was Mao himself on a funeral procession, meaning to say there was a funeral procession passing right beside his window, and when he leaned out his window, his body leaned out and over the mace. So therefore the mace was under his body. Bishami Aimrim Aino Mavi Esatuma. Bishami says that would not cause the tumor to be brought into the house. Now the person is not hollow according to Bishami, like we saw in the previous mission, as Bishami does not consider the inside of a person to be hollow. So therefore, since he is not hollow and he's pressed against the window, the tumor cannot get into the house, as it cannot pass under the person, between the person and the window, and get into the house. Ubeisolo Aimrim Mavi Esatuma. Beisol disagrees. They say the person would cause the tumor to be brought into the house, and the tumor would be metame, the contents of the house. As we saw in the previous mission, the Beisol considered the inside of a person to be hollow. So therefore, even though the person is pressed against the window, when he leans over the mace, the tumor passes through the hollow inside of his body and through the window and into the house, and it's metame, the contents of the house. Umaydim shemhaya lavish bekela. O shahar yushnayin zah agabi zah. Shehain Mavian Esatuma. Bishame would agree with Beis Hillel in such a case that the person was wearing his clothes. As if the person is wearing his clothes, even though the person is not hollow, but the clothes itself would act as an oil, as we're talking about where the clothes is one tefa from the bottom of the window, so therefore it passes underneath the clothes through the tefa between the clothes and the window, and it passes through the window and gets into the house. Or if there's two people both leaning one on top of the other outside the window, and the mace passes underneath them. In such a case, even though the person is not hollow, since the second person is on top of the first person, and there's a tefach space between the bottom of the second person and the bottom of the window, the tumor would pass through that tefach, get into the window, and be metame, the contents of the house, even according to Beis Shammai. The Sechaz Olos Parakid Aleph Mishnah Hey Haya Mutl Al Ha'askupa. A person was lying down on the threshold of a house. He was partially inside the house and partially outside the house. The he'ilu alav kovrei hamitz. While he was laying there in the entrance of the house, a funeral procession passed right by the entrance of his house, and the mace passed right over him. Beishame armim eino mevi et tumah. Beishame says that would not cause the tumah to be brought into the house. And the mace passed over the part of him that was outside the house, not inside the house, so the mace was not brought into the house. Even though the person would become tameh in this case, since he is right underneath the mace, then he would not act as oil to bring the tumah into the house. As according to Beis Shammai, the inside of a person is not considered hollow. So therefore, since the person is resting right on the ground, he is not an oil, and would not cause the tumah to be brought into the house. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, maybe as a tumah Beis Hillel disagrees. As Beis Hillel holds, the inside of a person is considered hollow. So when the person becomes tameh, the tumah passes through him and into his inside, and his inside, which is hollow, would cause the tumah to pass right through it and into the house. Since it's partly in the house and partly outside the house, he would cause the tumah to be brought into the house and be metame, the concept of the house, according to Beis Hillel.